Well, the girls' state softball championships get underway today up at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. State softball tournament starting at 11 o'clock this morning with a Class 1A first-round matchup as top seed Key takes on number 8 seed Montezuma in Game 1. The Class 2A portion of the tournament gets underway at 11:30 this morning with Game 1 in that tourney as top seed Durant will take on 8-seeded Logan Magnolia. Durant 31-7 on the year coming into that match. Logan Magnolia carries a mark of 31-3. That's in Class 2A. Rest of the schedule today in Class 1A has Westwood facing Colfax Mingo at 1, Akron Westfield playing Sigourney at 3, and at 5, Clarksville will play Belle Plaine in first-round action. Also, Class 2A play today at 1:30 this afternoon. North Union plays Iowa City Regina. At 3:30, it's I-35 facing Central Springs, and at 5:30, Waterloo Columbus will battle Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. All those games up at Rogers Sports Complex in Fort Dodge for that week-long state tourney. Well, in high school baseball, the Cam Cougars worked out of a seventh-inning jam with some great defensive play as they earned their way to the sub-state final with a 3-2 win over Lenox Saturday night in a boys' sub-state or a boys' district final in Oneida. It wasn't an easy finish for the Cougars, though, as Lenox got a couple of runners on with nobody out to start the top of the seventh inning. Drew Vantiger had a base hit to lead off and then advanced to second on a wild pitch. Colton Gordon then sent a beautiful bunt down the third baseline that came to rest in the dirt just before the chalk to stay fair and put runners at the corners for the Tigers. Nick Holstey ran out of pitches, so Marcus Doherty had to come in to try to get out of that jam. Then came the play of the night as Jared Hensley hit a fly ball to shallow center field. Deshaun Carr, who had just moved over to center from right, was able to get underneath the ball, make the catch, and then rifle a throw to home plate as the runners took off for the Tigers. Austin Chester snagged the ball just in front of home plate and secured the standing tag on Zach Schmitz, who was running for Vantiger, so not allow that run to score. Doherty was then able to get Caleb Anderson to pop out back to him, and that ended the game. Carr talked about his big play.
Two-handed it, got it in the glove, and then heard everyone screaming, so I chucked it. You know, don't think, just chuck is what everyone was telling me, so that's what I did, and I got him. There's a guy on third, I got to get it in. Either cut off or in, I just threw it in because everyone was telling me to throw it in.
Well, Holstey picked up the win on the mound, allowing 2 runs on 7 hits with 2 strikeouts, no walks, and 1 hit batter. Holstey was impressed by the big play of his teammates to help secure that win.
Deshaun, I've never seen him make a throw like that in his life, but that was amazing. That is exactly what we needed. Marcus, we just need him throw strikes, exactly what he did. That was both big. Marcus coming in and Deshaun's throw is just phenomenal.
Doherty got the save getting out of that seventh inning jam, and he talked after the game about that big moment in the seventh as well.
I was so hyped, and I was so happy for Deshaun too, because we all know, he knows, he has never made a throw like that before in his life, and he came through for us when we needed him, and it was awesome.
Jared Hensley took the loss for Lenox, going the distance, allowing 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 strikeouts, and a couple of walks. Cam opened up the game with 3 hits in the first to score a couple of runs and get the early lead. Marcus Doherty started the game with a base hit and was driven home on a single by Austin Chester 3 batters later. Mitchell Williamson got a base hit and eventually reached home on a fielder's choice. Carr talked about the importance of getting off to that great start.
Especially against a team like this, that once they get on top, they usually don't let down. We just had to keep our heads up, which is what we did. We did really well at, actually, and we came out on top.
Cougars scored another run in the fourth inning. Lenox ends their season at 20-6, while Cam improves to 21-7 on the season. They move on to face 26-12 St. Albert in the Substate 7 final Tuesday night in Harlan. That's a 7 o'clock start time. The Falcons were winners on their home field in the District 14 final over Stanton 4-1. We'll have that Substate 7 final for you here on the radio tomorrow night. Pregame at 6:45 and the first pitch set for 7 o'clock. In other 1A district finals Saturday, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Arweva 4-1. Akron Westfield over Kingsley Pearson 10-1. In 2A substate finals, district finals rather, Saturday night, it was Kemper Catholic over Alta Aurelia 8-7. Tri-Center advancing with a 9-1 win over West Central Valley. And Trainer squeaks by Clarinda 2-1 to advance. So coming up tonight, a district final action in Class 3A as Creston will play Denison tonight. That game at Glenwood. Greene County will play at Harlan tonight against the Cyclones. Also in a 4A substate semifinal tonight, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln at home against Urbandale this evening. In Major League Baseball action from Sunday, Adam Frazier's game-ending single capped a 2-run rally in the 9th inning that lifted the Pittsburgh Pirates over the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3 on Sunday. Pittsburgh took 2 of 3 against a National League Central rival, winning Friday on Josh Bell's 3-run homer in the 9th inning. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Washington beat Cincinnati 14-4. Colorado over the New York Mets 13-4. The L.A. Dodgers beat Miami 3-2. Atlanta over Arizona 7-1. Philadelphia down Milwaukee 5-2. San Diego beat San Francisco 7-1. One interleague game saw the Chicago Cubs beat Baltimore 8-0. Texas right fielder Shin-Soo Chu lost Lorenzo Cain's routine fly in the sun, and the ball glanced off his glove for an RBI single with two outs in the ninth inning, and that lifted the Kansas City Royals over the Texas Rangers 4-3 on Sunday. Chu tried to shield his eyes, but even sunglasses didn't help on Cain's sliced fly ball. The Royals snapped a five-game losing streak and also ended a 12-game skid against the Rangers. Elsewhere in the American League, it was the Yankees over Boston 3-0. Detroit beat Toronto in 11 innings 6-5. Seattle over the Chicago White Sox in 10 innings 7-6. Houston beat Minnesota 5-3. The LA Angels over Tampa Bay 4-3. Oakland beat Cleveland 7-3. Boston over the Yankees 3-0 in the second half of that day-night doubleheader. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, Colorado Springs took two from the Iowa Cubs, 2-1 and 5-4. Omaha pounded Nashville 15-1. Well, the Nationals are hoping they've solved their season-long bullpen issues as they try to wrap up their second straight National League East title. The Nationals have acquired Ryan Madsen and Sean Doolittle from the Athletics for right-hander Blake Treinen and a pair of prospects. Madsen and Doolittle join a bullpen core that entered Sunday with a 5.34 earned run average and 13 losses. Madsen has recorded a 2.06 ERA this season, while Doolittle has a 3.38 earned run average in 21 and a third innings. Left-hander Jesus Luzardo and infielder Sheldon Neuse went to Oakland as part of Sunday's deal. Also around the majors, the Angels have designated second baseman Danny Espinosa for assignment. He was hitting just 162 with just 14 extra base hits and 19 RBIs in 77 games for the Angels this season. Red Sox manager John Farrell says Boston will move forward with a formal protest over the lack of an interference call in Saturday's 4-1 16-inning loss to the Yankees. Farrell argued that Matt Holliday interfered with first baseman Mitch Moreland on a potential inning-ending double play in the 11th inning after being retired at second base on the same play. Well, Roger Federer set a couple of records while overwhelming Marin Cilic in the Wimbledon men's final Sunday. The third-seeded Federer needed just 101 minutes to complete a 6-3, 6-1, 6-4 victory and become the first men's player to win eight Wimbledon titles. The Swiss native had been tied with Pete Sampras and William Renshaw at seven championships. Federer also is the tournament's oldest men's champion of the Open era, about 1 month shy of his 36th birthday. It's the 19th Grand Slam crown for Federer, whose first major title came at Wimbledon in 2003. He ended a five-year drought at the All England Club, losing the 2014 and 15 finals to Novak Djokovic before he prevailed on Sunday. In golf, a late run and a first-time winner at the John Deere Classic near the Quad Cities, Bryson DeChambeau birdied four of the final six holes to edge Patrick Rogers by a stroke and claim his first PGA Tour title.
Feels like it's been a long time coming, even though I'm 23. It's pretty special to win here at the John Deere. Didn't know that Payne Stewart's first win was here, and that broke me. It was pretty special, so God bless him. He's done some amazing things for the game of golf, and I hope I can do something similar down the road.
DeChambeau talked about getting his first win at the John Deere Classic.
I've always loved the golf course. First time I saw it and then coming this year, I was really excited because I was hitting the ball really well and just needed a couple putts to fall.
DeChambeau played the front nine in even par and then birdied six of the final nine holes to surge to the top of the leaderboard and become the 10th first-time winner on the PGA Tour this season. Cedar Rapids native and 2012 champion Zach Johnson was part of a five-way tie for fifth place after a final round of 4-under-67.
I mean, I was trying to birdie every hole. I got done yesterday and shot 1-under. I'm like, I'm going to go out and try to birdie every hole and see what happens. And that's, you know, I got 16 and then had about a 3.5 footer to get to 17 and lipped that out, and that's when the wheels came off, unfortunately. But, again, I mean, more positives. I hit good shots coming down the stretch. Just didn't make any putts.
Johnson travels to the British Open this week. That's a tournament he won in 2015. Elsewhere in golf, Scott McCarron, the winner, the Senior Players Championship, finishing one shot better than third-round leader Bernard Langer and Brant Jobe. Also, Sung Hyun Park picked a big stage to capture her first LPGA Tour victory. The 23-year-old South Korean shot her second straight 5-under-67 on Sunday to take the U.S. Women's Open in New Jersey. And in racing, Joe Gibbs Racing has capped a tumultuous 7 days by picking up its first NASCAR Cup victory of the season. Denny Hamlin held off pole sitter Kyle Larson on the final laps to win at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Hamlin took the lead with 33 laps left and held off the hard-charging Larson. Martin Truex Jr. was third, followed by Matt Kenseth and Kevin Harvick. Kenseth's fourth-place finish comes days after JGR announced that he would be replaced by Eric Jones in the number 20 next season. Hamlin crashed the number 11 Toyota in practice and was forced to race in a backup car, but that didn't stop him from earning his 30th career victory in the first since last September. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.